And I knew every telephone number in Little Rock and in the different places where I could call, and I could always cry them into it. Mm-hmm. We never let any, truthfully, never let anybody really suffer. Mm-hmm. But now this, we can't tell all this for dinner, because this welfare work went on and on. Just in no time flat, we had a welfare office set up. We had a had personnel set in there for different, you know, different reasons. And there was always a director, and I started out just as a worker. I didn't even have a title. Then finally I was a caseworker. And then they changed that to give it a little prestige to home visitor.
I see.
And then from that to office supervisor. And then finally I got to be a statistician. Statistical clerk, I think they call me.
I see.
And just kept nothing but records and books and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real interesting.
Programs
just went from, they skyrocketed. We had the CC program, the NYA program, the National Youth program. Now these were the depression programs, the WPA program, then the aid for dependent children, the blind, the crippled children. Crippled children was one of my pets. And then we had the old age assistance. Oh, in the meantime, the pensions was done away with. I don't know what happened to them. Every form that had a OAP on it for any reason, regardless of what they got for pension, people that got anything special or anything like food, they could get. Everybody could get some food later on that we gave away. And the pensions was changed to an assistance program, which made it strictly for need and for welfare. There was no, I mean, nobody that had anything was supposed to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, everything went to old age assistance, OAA program. And that was the big program. You had to be 65 or over to get that and prove your age.
Mm-hmm. It would be wonderful if you could write all those experiences down, especially in the early years.
I could tell you, I could really tell you a history of our food program.
Mm-hmm. And particularly working with people all over the county like that, it would be a wonderful,
Well, in the when they first started giving us federal surplus commodities, which is the program that has just outgrown everything. It's food stamps now.
Mm-hmm.
But way back there, they first started in by just giving you, we started our program of giving away stuff like that with garden seed. Mm-hmm. And my committee said that no one could get on welfare of any kind or get $1 worth of anything until they planted the seed they gave them. And we gave the seed. And then we had one of the best men. He was a school teacher, and he had just had a car. He'd just go out anytime I told him, I just bet a dollar they don't have any their garden planted. I bet your Amos got in his car and went to see if they had a garden planted. You know,
that's
it was
wonderful.
Real interesting.
Yes, it would be.
Mm. Oh, I tell you.
And you not only help people, but you help them help themselves.
Yeah, that was the program.
Uh-huh.
And some of them, they were just lazy. And they soon found out, you know, that they could get things by coming to the welfare office and like that. But after all, I don't think we ever gave them anything they didn't need. And by golly, if they needed it, I sure tried to get it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And my board stuck behind me from the year one.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they gave, I want to tell you about the way they gave the first federal food away, though. They would send a carload, or a part of a carload, and the Kansas City Southern always brought this free. It was, plan was made. And then we were responsible for unloading it and separating it and invoicing it in and everything. And then at that time, there was three of us workers that made